Hello, women of power and spirit. This month, we are exploring finding passion within consistency. And we're taking a look at this prescription from January 4th, 2016. As you learn to trust in a love that is ever constant, you live from love constantly. So I want to suggest a way of thinking about love and living in love constantly, that it's a way of living in grace and fun and ease. Living in that kind of constant love is available to all of us. The energy that keeps us from feeling that ever constant love is doubt. We learn to doubt through disappointing experiences or abuses as children or in previous lives. Doubt is the love and possibilities killer. If we are empathic, we're probably also picking up the energy around us, other people's fears and doubts. As you pick up other people's thoughts and fears, you might find yourself wondering if you are being over-optimistic or not realistic enough. However, in my experience, most of us actually struggle to feel optimistic enough, long enough. We are so, quote, realistic that we have a difficult time creating the better life we sense is possible and we see other people creating. So we know it's possible, we see it happening with others, and then we get frustrated and we spiral down into blaming. If things aren't working, then something must either be wrong with me or the universe, when in reality, something else is actually happening. This gets portrayed in a dream that I had the other night very well. I was shown how we tend to open to a new potential in our lives, and in a spirit of hope, we begin our new adventure. We have new ideas and new action steps that we're taking. But when we don't see change immediately, we very quickly revert back to old beliefs and patterns of behavior before the new potential has ever really taken root inside of us. Now, when I say has taken root, I mean without doubt. If you are wanting to experience more love, grace, fun, success, ease, romance, whatever it is you're creating in your life, but you are still doubting that potential, even for moments, it hasn't fully taken root yet. We can't create the life we want if we aren't trusting fully and without doubt in just how much the divine loves us. The divine does not want us to suffer. The divine, however, does have a hands-off stance for earth beings. Did you know that? It's a hands-off stance. We've been told that God intervenes all the time. Doesn't work quite like that. Your soul knew that before you came here, you were coming into an environment where you would forget that you were divine and you would engage in a process of remembering that you were that divine love. You are that divine love. So the divine, as in great consciousness, doesn't fix things for you. That would be like a parent running to the rescue of a child every time they struggled with something. The child would never get to learn just how amazingly competent they are if the parent keeps taking over their tasks. God doesn't do that either. The divine, the universe, doesn't do that either. It actually works more like this. The divine has complete confidence in you and wants the best for you. You've been endowed with amazing gifts for creating the life you want. And the greatest creative power in the universe is loving yourself enough to actually feel how much the divine loves you and wants the very best for you. That's the journey. In that love, we heal, we create, and we prosper. in a healthy, self-loving position, you also love others just as much and want their happiness and success and prosperity and fun and grace just as much as you want it for you. When you find yourself caring more about others than loving yourself, you know how this goes. You get caught up in a codependent loop. If you care about yourself more than you love others, you know how this one goes. You're caught up in a narcissistic loop. They can be brought to a halt. Everybody has a little bit of that codependent loop inside of them, a little bit of that narcissistic loop inside of them during certain times or in certain situations. So I invite you to pause for a moment. Notice where in your life you know you need to love yourself more. Some place in your life, you might even want to write this down. Get your journal out. Pause this for a minute. Get your journal out. Where do you need to love yourself more? In your prosperity? In allowing yourself to know how lovable you are so that you can be loved by another? In your relationships with others, do you allow yourself to receive their compliments, their blessings? Is it in your healing? Is there a part of your body resisting healing? Does it need more love? Where do you need more love? Then notice where in your life you know you need to love others more. Those are the places where you get impatient. You expect people to be further along than they really are. Where are those moments that occur with certain people, certain circumstances, where you find yourself cutting off your capacity to love? Is that with certain political parties or political figures? Is that with your parents? Is that with a spouse or a potential partner or a partner? Is that with someone else's healing? Do you, at some moment in your life, need to love others more as they are? Where is that place in your life that most wants attention right now? Pause this if you need to. Get your journal. Write it down. We're looking for balance here. Now, if you'd like, ask yourself, what would it feel like to live in balance? This lovely balance of really loving yourself and loving others. What would that balance look like? Sound like? Feel like? It's okay if you're saying, yeah, Misa, but I don't know what that love feels like. I don't know that love yet. That's okay. You can still get there. You probably have an image in your mind, or there are words you hear. A sound, a song comes to mind, like that love. That feeling when I hear that song, that's getting close. Or that vision that I have, that's close. I can imagine it. Maybe there's a moment in your life when you felt it and then it went away. That moment is something you can build on. See if you can imagine that feeling of balance where you really felt a constancy of love, the love that you want to feel, and you're able to love another in that same spirit of constant love. I love him. I love her. Even when they're doing this weird stuff, I still love them. I love me. I like me. I care for me. I'm proud of me. Get as close to love as you possibly can. And observation counts. If you're in a place where you can see yourself in that energy, or you have a memory of being in that energy, that's what we're looking for. To live in this balanced place I'm talking about is a place in which we can experience constant love. Consider inviting this sense you have of this constant love into your life. This is my act of creation. This is what you're saying to yourself. I'm willing to be present to this until it happens. And that's important because you want that strength of commitment, especially when you are doubting, because doubting pulls us out of its potential. So consider reminding yourself that when you doubt, it is just a doubt. It is not a reflection of the totality of your abilities or your experiences. You are far more vast than that. Nor is doubting being reasonable or realistic. That's not what it is either. Doubt is the fear that maybe it isn't meant for me. But you know deep down inside, it is meant for you because it keeps niggling at you. It keeps coming back. It keeps wanting to be experienced. So doubts are just old thoughts that justify old behaviors, old patterns, old experiences. They are only real if you continue to nurture them as your reality. And nurturing them as your reality means you're accepting them as your greatest truth. For that moment, that's your greatest truth. And that's why doubt trumps the optimism and the dream and the vision that you have, because it's dragging you back to an older belief that you know more intimately well. If you want a new experience in life, my elder Gigi taught me that you reinforce new thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. I want to say that again. You reinforce new thoughts, feelings, and behaviors constantly until the doubts are gone and the new life of your desire is your reality. That takes consistency, which is our theme this month. If you're a person who easily gets bored with consistency, here's something to consider. Find a million ways to reinforce and honor your new thoughts, your new feelings, your new behaviors. In other words, make it diverse and make it fun. The more fun it is to reinforce your own progress, the more that you're reinforcing yourself, the more you're going to want to do it. Many spiritual practices talk about the power of the beginner's mind. This is an example of what they're talking about. When your mind slips into doubt, be like a toddler learning to walk. When they fall down, they get up and begin again. They are so excited about the idea of walking, they keep getting up and trying again. They aren't discouraged every time they fall down. They are completely in beginner's mind. They get up and begin again with big smiles on their faces. I've seen them do it even through tears after bonking their little bodies on the table. But if you encourage them, come on, you can do it. Their little tears are still streaming down their face and they're smiling and they're walking. That is beginner's mind. They stay there until finally their timid steps become these strong, secure steps. They are consistent in their endeavor until they succeed. If you want to feel the divine loving you constantly and all of the experiences that you have in your mind that come with that kind of constant love, you cultivate the space in which that can happen in your consistency, made sweet with a beginner's mind. In the holding meditation, I invite you to consider bringing something you desire in your life that you know needs loving consistency so that it can really take root in your life. I'll see you there.